Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Brendan Walker and Walker Widener.
That's right.
Who are actually two different people. Not a law firm. It's Walker and Widener. No. It's the Hush and Proper, sort of like a food speakeasy that pops up in maybe unsuspecting locations. You're like itinerant chefs.
Somewhat, yeah. You kind of got to be in the know, but we're not trying to hide that we're doing the events. I mean, we
are on
the radio.
For legal reasons, yeah, right.
We are on the radio right now. The Hush is more, I think, referring to the unknowing of what dish is going to come out next.
Uh-huh.
And we find that that's a lot more fun for the customer. So,
but it does give it that
secret?
Speakeasy kind of feel to be in the know,
sure,
when these things are going to pop up. Like, you don't have a list like online of like where you're going to be next, or do you?
No, ooh, we don't.
You got to be a cool kid to figure out who to talk to know where you're going to be next. But tell me about what you're bringing and your ideology behind why you do this.
It really started as a creative outlet for us. We've been working in restaurants in the area and further, and there are certain restrictions that go with any restaurant setting. Not just restrictions, but the kind of way it is. But we wanted an ultimate creative outlet where the customer fully put their trust into us, and we were able to cook whatever we wanted. And like I said, it's a surprise when the next course comes out. In addition to that, we also wanted to open that creativity up to other fellow chefs and industry people, bartenders, all that sort of thing, to work with us. If you wanted to come up with a menu and do some crazy cocktail that you couldn't sell in the restaurant, this is your opportunity.
That was something, you know, that was really important to us, you know, I guess, is to really just work with as many people around the area.
What are some of the things that you've brought that have been surprising to the people that have eaten where you've popped up?
One good example of that is at our last pop-up, we had black pudding or blood sausage on the menu.
No.
And if we put that on a menu,
how many restaurants you're going
right,
to find in the
we
area
put that on a menu, we're going to sell two of them in
right,
2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
But we had, you know, a table of 20 people, and they all got served it and being presented it, and not seeing it in words, but in physical form on the plate beautifully. Everyone loved it. And that's something I think a lot of them would not have ordered.
Do they know
tried
what it is when they're eating it, or do you tell them after? Is it like Indiana Jones where you're like, it's cold monkey brain?
Ah, dessert. Chilled monkey brain.
Oh, I love that movie.
You just ate. No, we're not trying to make it like Fear Factor or anything. We will definitely introduce the courses.
Uh-huh.
But I think it just goes a lot further when you see it beautifully plated.
9 times out of 10, you know, if someone sees something new in front of them and they're at the dinner for a reason.
Try but one bite, we always tell our
try
kids.
One try bite,
one
you know,
bite.
But
that
we are not
going to
serve
anything
you your pet dog. Don't worry.
Now, how does the local food movement factor into what you guys do at the Hush and Proper, which isn't really an at, it's more of like a there.
A where, yeah. Well, I mean,
Brendan Walker and Walker Widener, those are actually two different people.
I think absolutely everything that we have ever put on a plate has come, you know, at least within probably a 30-mile radius, apart from seafood, you know, which is coming
the sea
from,
is just
you know,
a little further away,
you know, from Boston. And we work with a local guy, and he's picking it up at 4:30 in the morning, and we're getting it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds like a restriction, I realize, but it's absolutely not. I mean, it's more of a direction for us.
Right.
I mean, the seasons will speak to what you're going to serve, and it makes sense together. What is growing at the same time and in our area makes sense together. It tastes right together.
It's made
sense. The colors work together.
Historically, it
exactly
made sense. Artistically, almost any chef you talk to or I've talked to, I will say the exact same thing.
Exactly.
It's not just about the ethos, about why this is important for our community and society and sustainability. It's actually the best thing.
Right.
I mean, we've
absolutely
been in the kitchen together before, you know, and we've, you know, put all the ingredients that we thought would go really well on a plate. And we look down at the plate and we're like, oh man, everything's brown on that plate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, well, you know,
it's brown time of year.
It's October and November. So, so that makes sense to me right now.
And then what do I experience? Like, I know it's different every single time.
How I like to think about it is kind of my ideal dining experience. And that's kind of what we wanted to give to our customer. So it starts when they're driving there. You know, you're talking about what's it going to be? What are they going to serve us? They don't know the menu.
Right.
And yeah, I don't want to give too much away because I like the element of surprise. But, you know, people walk in, we greet them with a cocktail made right for them. And then you sit down with a menu in front of you, a very vague menu, but it gives you kind of something to follow along and more of a keepsake. I like that. I steal menus from restaurants all the time. Yeah. And then we just start bringing you food. food one after the other, it's a lot. You got to come really hungry.
Well, you know, and I think that's another thing that's important to the experiences as well, is that, you know, you go into a lot of, you know, finer restaurants, it's a little bit stuffy, or can be. You know, we definitely try to provide a very warm and welcoming, inviting atmosphere. You know, we see some new people walk in the door, we're waving at them. And
it's sort of literally a happening.
Yeah, you know? I love happenings. They're like my favorite thing.
It's a one-time unique experience that you will never have anywhere else ever again, because you're never going to duplicate the same thing.
We hope so. We don't seat you. You're not at separate tables. We see everyone together.
Big communal table.
The music is just a little bit too loud. Everyone's rowdy. We encourage you should be clinging glasses, not like worried about your elbows on the table. All that goes out the window. No, we want a rowdy, fun evening. And we want all of our guests to leave with new acquaintances and new friendships. And that's happened at every single one, which is so cool.
Brendan Walker and Walker Widener, who are the Hush and Proper. You're like a band. You're like a band that's on tour.
That's what I compare it to. Yeah. It's like we carry around all this gear and everything. And
you're artists and you're performing, kind of. And you've got an artistic vision. You go to these venues, like you've done it at the Foundry and Sutter Meats and other places like that. And you perform your show. And
yeah,
that's a good band name too, the Hush and Proper. I like
it. I mean, either this works out or we're going to end up like the Car Talk guys.
You need to laugh a little bit more to be those guys. How do people sign up to know about what the Hush and Proper is doing again?
Go to hushandproper.com and go to our Join the Cult page.
Facebook as well.
And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.